Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My man destroy la pantera. La pantera. La pantera. No. Pantera.
La pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I managed one guy. I almost started crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, like, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break or he just...
I gave him 2 bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie Guillen joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo Tires, check them out at aturo.com. Your hometown tire. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing very well. Well, even it was an ugly night, but everything is good.
Yeah, it was not good. They got slaughtered. I mean, there's no way around it. The White Sox have been losing one-run games, and you thought when they came home, they're playing a Cardinals team that had lost 7 of 8, but they had little problem with the White Sox yesterday.
Well, you know, I think Smitty throw the ball better than this show. There's no doubt about it. I think a couple mental mistakes happening on the field caused maybe 3 to 4 runs. Obviously, it doesn't matter. They lost by number 9, 10 runs. But that's a little thing they had to clean up. I mean, physical errors, that's part of the game. Mental errors, they got to come with you all the way to the minor league to prepare yourself good before the ball hit to you, what you think, what the scoreboard teach you, why your managers won, what we should do. All those little things happened yesterday. It was like, oh my God, one after another. You know what I mean? Like the ground ball to first base to Sosa, you should go to the plate. You find out, go touch the first base, one run coming in, you got an easy out at home plate. But on 3-2, steal of the base, it was ball 4. Then Carroll throw the ball to second base. Always is an open play. And those little things they got to clean up. And hopefully they do or they learn from the mistake they make mentally yesterday.
They made one over the weekend, and you were not shy in pointing it out. Josh Rojas tried to steal second. Let's go back to Houston. I think, no, in Texas, excuse me, Ozzie, and you were very vocal postgame about what you might do to Josh Rojas or a player who makes a kind of mental error. Do you think Will Venable is being accountable, holding his players accountable enough? Do you think he needs to be a little bit more of a managerial tough guy?
Maybe they do it inside. I don't think he's the type of guy doing that. But the thing is, when you say, well, we come, I think kind of they understand. No, that comes from the bench. Okay, the only place he you got the best hitter, clutch hitting at that moment at the play with Tuchman. Because the song is, when you go to your second, you got to be 100,000% sure you would have made it. And it was easy out. Then I started thinking, like, okay, it's not a hit run. No way it's a hit run. I don't think it's a steal sign. You can see Tuchman's face when they do a close-up when he strike out, how upset was with the play. Then they ask Venable, and he say, you know, the play, I don't know what the play come from. He really don't say anything what's going on there. That's a really, really child mistake because Tuchman hit a home run the night before to tie the game against one of the toughest haters, one of the toughest lefty. He's been clutch late in the game. All the song, you made that play where you're a veteran. You know, Rojas is not a kid either. Rojas is he's been in the game, you know the game very well. When that happened, you know, those mistakes, they had to disappear. Because I don't know in the minor league or where it is, they show you how they be hit the ball hard, how throw harder, how stay in the right position. But those little things, the instinct of the game, you cannot teach that. That's why I think, I don't want to say White Sox, I think baseball people need to get the check mark, check that box. Because I see a lot of guys with no clue about, you know what I mean, about those little things. Like yesterday, we see Sosa throwing the ball away early in the game. He can move in and out, you know what I mean, outside, inside. That's a physical mistake. I know what to criticize that because that's part of the game. But those little things will help him. Nobody communicating. I wish I can have a chance to talk to, because this kid got a chance to be here for a little while. my draft, I say, you, when you're in the field, you got to be in charge of everything. You're the best player they have here. You're the best IQ in the infield. You should start taking charge on the field. I don't care you're two months old in the big league. Here, you take a charge on the field because you're the best, the smartest kid, IQ is very well. The communication got to be better. I think that thing is very quiet. You don't see much emotion or nothing about guiding people. And I think Madrid be the best guy. Hopefully, that I do. Hopefully, I can talk to them in the next couple of days. Hopefully, I can understand my point. But when something coming with somebody out, I don't think Madrid even know who I am or what I did or who are you. You know, you work on TV, shut up. You know what I mean? Things like that. But I think they need to be more vocal on the field.
That's interesting, Ozzie. I got to tell you, it was great to see Lenin Sosa come back. They activated him yesterday. I was surprised that Brooks Baldwin was the guy they sent down just because they haven't really used him very well. I think he's had three pinch hit opportunities and he's struck out pretty much each time. I just thought maybe he'd get a run of some sort. He and Elko seem like guys that are doing better at AAA than they do with the big league ball club, and that kind of scares you. But I'm kind of done with the Vinny Capra experiment. I've seen that guy play just a little bit too much. And I know he drove in the runs yesterday, but I just wonder, are they going to bring up Colson Montgomery? Like, how far away is he? Because, you know, Mydroth is good, but if they move anybody else to first base and they bring in Vinny Capra, they've started him like four or five games or something. It's too much.
You know, I'm making a statement a couple of days ago, and I was a little upset, you know, because the way they play, I know they're going to lose games. I know that they've been playing okay, but the satisfaction by losing by one run started getting like, oh, we just lost that one run. We have a chance. We have opportunity. We want him a way to win. And I just think get tired here that or looking at that when, you know what I mean, when they bring these kids to pinch it, tough situation. The two toughest guys to face, a lefty and a righty, come out, strike out that way, all of a sudden go to the minor league, king of it. I asked Chalk, I said, Chalk, I have a question. If we bring those kids up, the Montgomery, the Earl, you think they're going to be worse than what we have right now? If they are worse than what we have right now, talking about numbers-wise, at least those guys are the future of the White Sox.
Right.
At least those guys, they can find out who can play, who cannot play, who can do little stuff, who cannot. Try to mold those guys in a big league way. I wonder why they're not saying, listen, that's going to be the group. Right here, guys, go get it. And I'm still waiting for that moment. I'm still waiting for that move because I'm making very clear. I say, we have guys there. I think go back and make a space for the kids and just leave him there. Because I don't think they're going to do worse than what they are, you know, what we have up here right now. I don't think so. If they are, at least we can see what kind of players they have in the minor league and what they can do, what position they can play. But I think right now, so hopefully pretty soon, they're moving all those guys. You know, my pitcher is different. Pitchers is different. But by the way, talking about pitching, then they got to start moving pitchers up here because the innings start getting there. And they maybe go six-man rotation with another extra guy at the bullpen. But I talk about those kids. I said they should bring it up and just live with it and see what we have. At least we're going to see more excitement. We can detail those guys, scout those guys very well to see what's the future, the real future of the White Sox is going to be.
Ozzie, we know you love the golf, so you're getting ready for your big event next month, July 15th, Swing for a Brighter Future. You're going to, along with, it's your foundation, the Ozzie Guillen Foundation, along with Rincon Family Services, play Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, second annual fundraiser. You're hosting the second annual in partnership with your foundation, returning for another impactful day. Are you ready for this outing, and how good are you getting at golf?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not getting good in golf. People say, man, you've been playing golf for 10 years, and you horrible. I said, listen, I played baseball for 30 years, and I was horrible for 30 years. I'm not paid to play baseball. I was that bad. My golf game is enjoyable. You want to have a good time. You know, I think the golf outing is fun. It's fun. Also, you create to bring some money for the kids. But it's fun because it's not like the golf outing, like nobody talking. It's a party. It's a party time, put it that way. Very good foundation. I think they're doing a great job. And hopefully this year will be better. I told my kids I don't want to go bigger. They want to go bigger. But when you go bigger, you have more responsibility. You have more headaches. Just leave it like that, whatever. We get to the play to the people they need and bring them. My golf game is fun, but it's not good.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Ford of Homewood. It's where smart shoppers shop for new Fords. I'm curious, Ozzie. You know, we always talk about different players who could be trade bait, whatever. We're still waiting to figure out if they can do anything with Luis Robert Jr. Did they bench Andrew Benintendi yesterday? He hasn't had a home run since I think March 28th, or was he
May
was he 28th. Given May 28th? Yeah. I'm sorry, March. He was given the day off. Did he just need a day off? Was it the pitching matchup? Do you know if he's injured?
I don't know. I don't think he's injured.
Okay,
I think he just give him on the day off. There's a lefty on the mound.
Yeah,
good chance to give him a break. You know, obviously, they treat players, you know me, with more consideration about stay longer on the field. But now, you know, Benintendi now hit a home run, but it's swing the bat very well. They have a few doubles, a few RBIs. He's the guy, forget about trade him. I don't think anybody would have picked that money.
Right.
The only guy I think is a value with Talkman.
Yes.
Talkman can help another ball club. I think they had to leave the pitching staff the way he is. Then because they're going to need it. They're going to need those guys. They're going to need those guys in the end of the season. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they had to do it. They got to figure out because the innings pile up and the guys, they never went through more. I think a couple guys went over in the big league level. They already got a high innings. Then let me see, Pantera. They can trade him. Oh yeah, they can easily trade him. That's easy. I think a lot of people will love it. But I don't think the White Sox are going to get what they want for him or what they should get for him. And that's why I don't see anybody in this level being traded like we had like last few years. We got guys can trade like the Cope, the
right.
Fetty.
We'll see him in game 3.
Yeah, they have so many guys they could have traded. But right now, I don't see anybody being interested in this. They're going to be interested in Smitty. That's no doubt. But in the end of the day, I think Smitty is a big part of this organization for the future. You know what I mean? I don't think right now anybody should be in the block.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Thank you. Great catching up.
Thanks, Ozzy. See you later.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
That tune in to Ozzy's Outlook. It's presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. And listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resorts and Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
You know, Ozzy makes a really interesting point about Mike Talkman in terms of trade value. He'll have some. He's their designated hitter, but he's also good in the outfield, and he's also a guy that can play first base. If you're going to shop him, the Cubs should at least look to reacquiring him. He'd be perfect on that bench.
He's a professional hitter.
He'd be perfect on that bench.
Yes.
He'd be the guy that I talked about the other day. They need that fourth outfielder. He's somebody that knows the clubhouse. He's somebody that fits in.
He's also on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So it's you know, financially, it's a good deal.
Give him somebody from Double A.
And then between him and Savale, I think you're answering a lot of questions and you're getting someone.
I don't know why you are so intent on the Cubs getting Aaron Savale.
Not as the main guy, but
not
just as another
guy.
Pitcher. Then you can go to a six-man rotation and protect
Cade
Hort.
No.
I agree with you.
Don't say rotation and Savale win the Cubs. There's just no, that's not
he
logical.
He knows the division.
No, he doesn't know the division. No. He was at the Brewers for 5 minutes.
But nonetheless, those 5 minutes, he learned everything.
All right.
And you can really upgrade.
I don't think that's something I'm going to be pining and hitting refresh. Did they trade for Savale yet? No, Talkman would be a nice welcome addition.
Yes, he would. And they know him.
They do.
And he knows them.
I was surprised they didn't bring him back.
I was too, kind of, to be honest with you.
Just given what he signed for with the Sox, very affordable.
I thought that they had so many young corner outfielders that maybe they were going to bring up someone. But obviously, they want to get him at bats at the minor league level. I wonder if you can trust one of the young guys to be able to hit come playoff time. You know, they'll come up at the end of the year when rosters expand a tiny bit. But I wonder if anybody would appeal to you as being able to help them, or would you prefer the kind of the experience that a guy like Talkman can bring?
Yeah, I think Talkman could bring some experience, and also that's the defense. I just get the image when I think of Mike Talkman in the Cub uniform. I keep going back to St. Louis on that night where he pulled the home run back and changed the course of that season and made it they rode that for a while. And he was somebody that was steady at the top of the order, grinding out of bats. And he's a guy that you could put on the bench and use in certain situations. Look, the Cubs have the best outfield in baseball, arguably. They're the best outfield in baseball. They don't need a lot of help necessarily, but if you are thinking October and you're comparing yourself to the Dodgers and not just the Brewers, you think about every spot of those on the 26 man roster, and are you as good as you could be? And if right now the answer is no.
Turner?
You got to really have a hard conversation about Justin Turner moving forward. He may be a guy that thrives in October, who lives for those moments, since the only reason he's here, or the main reason he's here. But I do think if unless he starts to hit, you got to have a difficult conversation about that.
I'm just wondering.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a better question than asking when Aaron Civale is arriving.
Yeah, I'm just trying to trade Aaron.
I know you are.
I'm trying to get you interested, Dave.
I'm not.
You make that call to Jed and we'll get something done. Throw in Talkman, too.
Throw in Talkman. Talkman and Savali, who says no.
All right. It's Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.